From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Voice lessons can help kids get into college. At least that's the case for some young people in Detroit. Overall, less than half of the city's high school students graduate. But more than 95% of the kids who perform with a group called the Mosaic Youth Theater not only graduate, they go on to college. And many go to competitive schools such as Juilliard, NYU, and CalArts. Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports.
Rick Sperling was visiting the Motown Museum 2 years ago, gazing at the black and white publicity photos on the walls. The Supremes in sequined gowns, Smokey Robinson in a blue tuxedo, and the Marvelettes with perfectly coiffed hair. And suddenly, Sperling was struck by something. These were the faces of teenagers.
If you think of all of the major stars that came out of that era, from Stevie Wonder, the Supremes, the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, they were all between the ages of 12 and 22. And I think a lot of people don't realize that these were teenagers that changed the world.
This is significant to Sperling because he's the founder and CEO of the Mosaic Youth Theater. His group offers free training in theater, vocal music, and stagecraft for young people between the ages of 12 and 18. Sperling decided to write a show for his students based on the real-life stories of the young Motown stars. More than 3,000 people saw Now That I Can Dance during its opening weekend in Detroit. But they may not have realized that the slick production was run entirely by kids.
There were no adults backstage. There were no adults in the lighting booth or the sound booth. It was all teenagers running everything. And that's really the essence of Mosaic, as opposed to other youth arts organizations, is that we want the young people to know that they don't need adults. We can be there to train them, to give them the expertise that they need, but then from there, they can do it themselves.
Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me you better shop around.
Sperling founded Mosaic in 1992. He wanted to offer high-quality training to kids in the Detroit area, but he had his work cut out for him. Metro Detroit includes poor kids from devastated urban areas, as well as young people from affluent suburbs. Most of the kids who audition for Mosaic are African American, but there are also a number of whites, Asians, Hispanics, and Arab Americans. 23-year-old Mosaic alumnus Audra Bryant says the kids in the program are able to separate themselves from their home environments.
People on drugs, people, you know, having 3-4 babies by the time they're, you know, 20 years old. Some people have come from that type of environment, but Mosaic really drew people who were just like, okay, I want to escape that. Okay, I have dreams that are bigger than crossing 8 Mile. I have dreams that are bigger than the Detroit city limits.
Teachers in the program require the young people to take responsibility for every aspect of putting together the shows. That includes helping to write scripts and compose songs, even designing and building sets and costumes. The teens also handle marketing and public relations for the performances. Bryant says Mosaic teachers don't accept excuses.
I understand you're 14 years old. It doesn't matter. Guess what? We have a show to put on, and do you want to go out there looking crazy? Well, you need to get it together. You need to maintain a level of professionalism. And it's like some people at age 12 have never even thought about that or heard that.
I don't know what happened, and I don't know where I'm going, but I know that I need this love trio to end.
Mosaic has been phenomenally successful. The kids have toured in Europe, Asia, and Africa. They've performed in 20 different states, at the White House and the Kennedy Center. Mosaic has been selected as the sole U.S. representative to the World's Festival of Children's Theater in Denmark and the World Youth Theater Festival in London. 14-year-old Kelly Sloan says her teachers have given her a pretty realistic picture of the competition she'll eventually face as an aspiring actress. Sloan dreams of attending the American Academy for Dramatic Arts, but her teachers tell her that talent and 75 cents can get her a bag of chips. Sloan says she doesn't mind it if they're hard on her.
Because in real life, people aren't going to be easy on you. So I feel that it's actually helping me a lot when they scold us. I take the criticism and I deal with it.
The Mosaic Youth Theater currently serves about 250 kids during the school year. The 9-month program requires students to work for at least 10 hours per week. Richard Tucker is 17 and plans to get a degree in music education when he graduates. He says he's sung in hundreds of performances over the last 5 years, but the hours of rehearsal never seemed like work.
Because I know it's gonna get me somewhere one day, because it's a dog-eat-dog world, and if you have the skills and the proper training under your belt, it's nothing you can't do.
When you choose to down me, look inside yourself. You may be surprised to find it's you who needs the help.
Nearly all of the Mosaic students go to college, even those from the inner city, where the high school graduation rate is about 44%. The kids are heavily recruited by many of the nation's top universities. Rosalind Mason from Miami University in Ohio says her school has created a scholarship specifically for Mosaic alumni.
When they come on campus, people just commented over and over and over again, my God, these young people, they're truly performers. They knew what they wanted to do. They were gracious. They set the bar. They set the standards here.
After college, about 30% of the Mosaic alumni pursue careers in the arts. Kelly Sloan says one Mosaic alum appeared on Broadway and was nominated for a Tony Award, and she thinks she can make it too.
When people think of Detroit, they think, oh, horrible teenagers, and they're not the best people in the world, but we are people too, and we are good kids, and I mean, teenagers can make a difference no matter where they are from.
That's a pretty good summary of the Mosaic philosophy. The organization has big dreams, too, of taking the Motown show on national tour someday and of establishing Mosaic programs in other cities around the country. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.
You can see photos and hear more music from the Mosaic Youth Theater at our website, npr.org.